Your former White House spokesperson Ari Fleischer is telling a couple of stories this morning, and here to talk about that, Richard Cohen. Ari Fleischer is testifying for the prosecution, Richard?
Yeah, and it tells you just about everything you need to know about this kind of, I think, silly case. Now, here's Ari Fleischer, who's testifying under a grant of immunity. He's a witness who's been given immunity, and why has he been given immunity? Is because after he learned about the identity of Valerie Wilson, Joe Wilson's wife who had worked at the CIA, after he learns this and he peddles it to the press, which is, after all, his job, way down the road, he says, uh-oh, I may have committed a crime. And the fact of the matter is, almost no one involved in this thing, I mean, maybe no one involved in this, thought they were committing a crime. What was going on here was standard operating procedure for Washington, which was the character assassination of Joe Wilson. Las Vegas does gambling, Washington does character assassination. There was no one who thought a crime was being committed. And even after Bob Novak ran his column, which was several days after Ari Fleischer says he had been told by Scooter Libby the identity of the CIA agent, even afterwards nobody much paid attention. So nobody knew that there was a law being broken or that Valerie Plame was a deep undercover or whatever the case was. All they were trying to do was get their story out, because Joe Wilson had in his New York Times op-ed piece misrepresented the genesis of his trip to Africa. It was not Vice President Cheney who sent him. It was actually the CIA and possibly his own wife. So that side of the story the White House was trying to get out. I find myself in the odd position of almost feeling sorry for Cheney on this one.
You feeling all right, Richard?
No, I think I'm going to have to seek therapy later today. But the guy, you know, I mean, he was just trying to get his story out in the conventional Washington way. And it also tells you something else about this White House, that under the veneer at that time, at least, that we thought of great expertise and precision and great management, was this place that was a mess. They couldn't get their story out. Nobody knew what they were doing. There was great sort of rivalry going on. The White House spokesman who appeared every day, who looked so authoritative, actually knew nothing except what he'd been told. They might as well have sent out a mannequin. I mean, sorry to Ari about that. He's a decent guy. Yeah. But the fact is that, you know, going back to the Kennedy years, we've expected White House press secretaries to be in the know. And especially this press secretary wasn't in anything except a good suit.
Well, you know, he's proven again that he has those skills as a good spokesperson, because he, under questioning from the defense, he didn't say anything. He talked a lot, but he didn't say anything. He was pretty hostile.
He knows how to stay on message. That is his great talent, and that's what he did very well at the White House, and that's what he did here. But I think it's important, as I say over and over again, to understand that he testified under a grant of immunity, and ask yourself why he got that grant of immunity, because it's only afterwards that he thought, uh-oh, I might have committed a crime. What bothers me most about this whole case is, one, it really does represent the criminalization of politics. I mean, nobody thought they were doing anything criminal here. They were just playing politics. And the second thing is, the only person who's gone to jail for this is Judith Miller, who was a reporter for the New York Times, and it's totally unrelated to any crime. It has to do with the fact that she just would not reveal her sources. And so far, I think she's the only one who's acted honorably.
Now, she's expected to take the stand today. That's going to be kind of hot and heavy for her, considering she has spent some jail time. Do you see this turning into a circus today because Judith Miller is testifying?
Well, Judy's second greatest talent, she's a good writer, is to create commotion. And it may happen, but the fact of the matter is, here, once again, we pretty much know what she's going to say, because she testified before the grand jury, ultimately, and that is that Libby told her as well the identity of the CIA agent. Libby told a whole lot of people, and a whole lot of people in Washington knew. Armitage told people as well. He was at the State Department. He told Woodward. And the fact of the matter is, what's amazing to me is a lot of the people who were told said, so what? Didn't even think it was a story. Woodward didn't run around and say, hey, it's a story. Two NBC reporters learned about it, and they didn't do anything about it. Time magazine reported. I mean, this was not a tightly held secret. And a lot of people, as I said, you know, looked at it, even when it came out, and said, so what? It's just another way for the White House to play politics. Now it's a crime. You've got a special prosecutor. Somebody can go to jail. I even feel sorry for Scooter Libby, who I don't think at the time was thinking he was committing a crime or was risking his career. He was just peddling a piece of information. And then later, if I had a guess, said, oh, my God, look what I've done. I might have committed a crime. And so the allegation goes, lied to the prosecutor when asked about it.
Now, to the topic of Judith Miller, she had some inconsistencies in her testimony to the grand jury. Do you think she has some credibility problems?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't think she has a credibility problem as to what Scooter Libby told her, because I think it's consistent with what everyone else has been saying. I have to tell you, I don't know what the credibility problem is that you're referring to with Judith. I mean, she has, over the years, a lot of problems with her colleagues, but and her reporting on Iraq turned out to be wrong. But the buildup of WMD. But, I mean, you could fill a very small telephone booth with the reporters who were right about it. So,